Thank you so much. Go ahead and grab a seat there. Worship team, thank you so much, as always, for leading us in music, getting our hearts prepared for God to speak more clearly to us. And as I said, it's Father's Day, right? So once again, happy Father's Day out there, dads. We hope today you feel loved and honored and celebrated even this day. But you know, being a dad isn't always easy, right? Being a dad isn't always easy. It can be, and it is actually an incredible, incredible calling of God in our lives. There's nothing else quite like it. It's this God-given opportunity to provide, to nurture, to teach, to serve, and above all else, to love a child in Jesus' name. But do you know what else being a dad is? It's an opportunity to play a lot. I love that bit. And right now, my boys have a favorite game that they like to play. All three of them. It's the game of chase. The rules are simple. You run. I run after you. Okay? The objective is simple. Don't get caught. Because when I get you, I'm going to grab you. I'm going to wrestle you to the ground and hug you, and I may even tickle you. It's a good game. Micah's hilarious at this game. He's just about three. He'll be three this summer. Micah still has a little bit of a love-hate relationship with chase. He loves it at the beginning when he's running away, and then as he tires and as I get closer to catching him, the fear settles in, and he runs and finds mom's legs and wraps around, "No, daddy's going to get me." But Gabriel and Keegan, they love it. They're actually almost the opposite. They sometimes try to get caught. They love to get caught. Because even though it defeats the purpose of the game, when they get caught, they get those hugs, they get those tickles, and we wrestle around on the ground, and that's what it's all about. We love to play chase. And you know, one of the fundamental truths of the Bible is that God loves us, okay? And if you've been to church at any time in your life, for any period of time in your life, you've probably heard that. God loves you, okay? But it's a little bit more than just God loving us. The actual truth of the Bible is that God loves us so much that he chases us. God's love pursues us. In Jesus, God sends his only Son. God sends to pursue for us a right relationship. He sends his Son. He chases us down because he loves us. You know, in virtually all other religions, it is mankind, humankind, seeking after God, searching for God, pursuing enlightenment, pursuing this, pursuing that. But in Christianity, it is God's love that pursues us. The Bible reveals to us a God who, in fact, does the pursuing. It is God who does the chasing. It's a pursuit that's motivated by love. Deep, unrelenting, unyielding love. Now, when I was in second grade, we played tag. All kinds of tag. I don't know about you. We played lots of tag in elementary school. Freeze tag, ball tag, chain tag, you name it, any kind of tag. Basically, we played chase. Well, one day someone made the suggestion at school of playing a new kind of tag. Kissing tag. Yeah. Well, I wasn't so sure about this, and the rules were that the girls would chase the boys. And if the girls caught the boys, they got to kiss the boys. Did you play kissing tag? No. Never mind, don't answer that. I remember being reluctant to play kissing tag, but my confident 7-year-old self figured, you know what, I'm pretty fast. I can probably outrun those girls. So I joined the game of kissing tag, and I was right. I was pretty fast. But I miscalculated one small thing. Girls are pretty fast, too. And this one girl kept chasing me. And I would run, and she would run, and I would run faster, and she would run faster, and I would zig, and she would zig, and I would zag, and she would zag. and I was getting tired, and then it happened. I slipped. I zigged when I should have zagged. And down I went on the ground, and the next thing I knew, my cheek was wet. And a voice standing over me said, "Gotcha." My first kiss.
No, how's it?
Today's message. Let's get to that, right? Today's message, the point that I hope to get across to you this morning, and I hope to get through to my own heart, is simply this. God is chasing you with his love. His love is relentless, and it will never tire, it will never give up, and it will never quit. God's heart is a heart that pursues you in love. Why? Because he's a good, good father. And his heart's greatest desire is to catch you, to wrap you up in a great big hug, and to kiss your soul, and to let you know that you are his child. That he loves you, and that he will never, ever stop loving you. It's the message of the entire Bible. It's the motivation of all creation. It is God's heart that beats for you and for me to chase you down and to love you. And to do that, we want to turn this morning to the book of Psalms. So if you've got your Bible, the book of Psalms, and we're going to read Psalm 136. I'm going to be reading from the Message paraphrase this morning. I don't know what translation you'll have. The Message is going to be up on the screens behind me. But whatever translation you have, the Message is exactly the same. So just follow along, and we're going to camp out here today, and we're going to learn about God's love for you that never quits, okay? So let's start, okay? Psalm 136. Thank God. He deserves your thanks. His love never quits. Thank the God of all gods. His love never quits. Thank the Lord of all lords. His love never quits. Now I'm going to pause here for a second, okay? You probably already got the point. His love never quits. But notice a few things in those first three verses, okay? One is, what is our response to God's love? It's thanks. It's thanks. Thank you, God, for loving me, okay? When you recognize how much God loves you, your heart will respond with thanks. You see, because love in its purest form is not given because it's earned or because it's deserved, okay? Love in its purest form is given simply because it's given, okay? Parents, dads, especially today, think about this. Do you remember holding your baby for the first time? That baby who had done nothing yet in life except merely come into existence, which is a miracle by itself, right? But this child had done nothing, but there was this incredible love for this child, for this baby that is undeniable. Well, what about later in your life as your child grows up? Maybe they make decisions that are questionable to you. They say things that are undesirable to you. They act in ways that sometimes are unexplainable to you as a parent. You still love your child, not because they have earned it, but because they're your child, and you love them. This is God's love for us. It isn't earned. It's given to us. So literally, thank God for that. Okay? But also notice that these verses talk all about who God is, right? God is worthy, right? He deserves your thanks. God is above all gods. He is the Lord of all lords. He is first in life. He's the only one who can offer you the kind of hope and peace and joy and satisfaction that you're looking for. Because let's face it, there's a lot of things that have a lot of promises attached to them in our world, right? But above all other things, God and his love for you come first. And he is the only one, his love is the only love that will come through for you in your life's greatest hopes and life's greatest desires. So here's something I want you to consider. If you're struggling this morning to know God's love or to feel God's love in your life, consider this. In order to fully receive God's love, you must fully recognize who God is. Okay, let that sink in. In order to fully receive or feel and know God's love, you must first fully recognize who God is. Because listen, God is love. Love is not just a characteristic of who God is. Love is His very nature. God is love. 1 John 4:10 says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." In other words, Jesus is the greatest expression of God's love to a broken world. Jesus lets us know that above anything else, God loves us so much that He would send His Son to pursue us, to chase us down, and give us hope if only we would receive it. Think of times in your life where maybe it's the opposite, right? Where you question God's love, where you think He's abandoned you, where you think that you have little or no hope. In those moments, what do you think about God's worthiness? What do you think about God being above all else? What do you think about God being the Lord of all lords? Because chances are, in those moments, you've forgotten who God is, and therefore you are questioning His love for you. But if you want to receive God's love, you must acknowledge who God is. And He is worthy. He deserves your love. He is God of all gods. He's the Lord of all lords. Okay? His love never quits. Let's keep reading, okay? Thank the miracle-working God. His love never quits. The God whose skill formed the cosmos, His love never quits. The God who laid out earth on ocean foundations, His love never quits. The God who filled the skies with light, His love never quits. The sun to watch over the day, His love never quits. And moon and stars as guardians of the night, His love never quits. Okay, again, let me pause here for a second. Okay, in these verses, you might have seen a shift. The psalmist is no longer focusing on who God is. The psalmist is focusing in rather on what God does. The miracle-working God. He is powerful and creative. He is detailed and organized. Just look around you, the psalmist says. God made earth and sky. He made sun, moon, and stars. He's the author of all things beautiful and right. Look at them more closely, right? From the depths of the ocean floor to the greatest heights of the sky. From the lowest of lows in life to the highest of highs in life, there is no place where God's love will disappear or disappoint. From the crack of dawn to the silence of the darkest night, from the start of the day to the very end of the day, there is no time where God's love will ever dissolve or fade. His love is everywhere at all times. His love never quits. God's creation declares it. You know, Psalm 119 is another great psalm. It says this, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. And yet, their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world." You've had one of these moments, haven't you, in your life, when you simply stand in awe of something in creation, and there's nothing going through your mind or through your heart but this. Wow. This is amazing. Do you know what that moment is? Do you know what that moment is? I don't care whether you're a believer in God of all gods or not, but what that moment is that moment is your soul deep within you recognizing the love of God as reflected in creation. That's what that moment is. It is your soul recognizing the love of God that is reflected in creation. For me, I'm never going to forget one particular sunrise in the summer of 1993. I was 19 years old. I just embarked on a five-day journey to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, literally to the top of Africa and back down. We'd left our final base camp at midnight, and we had climbed for about 6 hours up to the summit. We were well above the cloud line. The sky was blacker than black, if that's even possible. But the stars were also brighter than bright. It was absolutely amazing. And as we sat there, stood there in awe, I watched the sunrise from the summit of that mountain, and I witnessed in that moment 19,000 feet above sea level, high above the clouds. I witnessed that moment where darkness gives way to light, where first dawn light appears and night slowly begins to fade. I was tired, I was cold, I was exhausted, but I was also in awe. I stood there without a single thing going through my mind but this thought. Wow. This is amazing. Thank you, God. This morning, if you're struggling to know and to see God's love at work in a broken world, I want to challenge you with this thought. God's love is crafted into absolutely everything in creation. Okay? Think about this. God's love is crafted into absolutely everything in creation. Why? Because God made it. Okay? Our world may be broken, but in the midst of brokenness, beauty can still be seen, beauty can still be known, beauty can still be experienced, and in that moment, that is God. That is God breaking through in a broken world. This is no more clearly seen than in ourselves. We are broken, right? We are not perfect. Dads, have you been a perfect dad? I know I haven't been. We all make mistakes. We are broken, but regardless, God's love is crafted into each and every one of us. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." You are God's masterpiece. His craftsmanship, the God who made the oceans and the ocean's depth, the God who made the skies, the sun, moon, and the stars, the God who made every living thing on land and on sea and in the sky, he made everything. And then, in his image, he made a man and a woman, the pinnacle of God's creation. We are God's children, and we, as broken as we may be, are a beautiful reflection of God because we are his children. We are sons and daughters of God. Dads, think about this, right? Think about your children. Think about your DNA inside your children. Right? That's a little mini you. It's part you. Partly your image reflected in your son or in your daughter. That's an amazing thing. There's this incredible connection, okay? But think about this as God, creator of all things. He made everything good. And then the best piece of his creation, the only piece of his creation that he stamps his image upon, is you and me. We are God's children. This is exactly what the Bible's talking about when it says that as broken as we may be, we are still a reflection of our God, our Creator. We are made in His image. Above all else in all creation, God loves us best. And where we as fathers fail, God's love never disappoints or fades away. His love never quits. We're a part of his creation, absolutely everything God's love is crafted into. Okay? Let's keep reading, all right? The God who struck down the Egyptian firstborn, his love never quits, and rescued Israel from Egypt's oppression, his love never quits, took Israel in hand with his powerful hand, his love never quits, split the Red Sea right in half, his love never quits, led Israel right through the middle, his love never quits, dumped Pharaoh and his army in the sea, his love never quits. Okay, again, let's pause, okay? I'm going to go through this pretty quickly. The God who struck down Egyptian firstborn, well, that doesn't sound too lovely. But think about this. Psalm is Old Testament, right? For the Israelite people, what is the greatest story of deliverance and redemption, of provision and deliverance that you could ever think of? It's God freeing you from Egyptian slavery, bringing you out of oppression and into freedom and liberation. This is all deliverance language. It is all through Scripture. And you might think, how is God's love in this? Well, God's love is in it because it is in deliverance that we experience God's love. It is in His provision that we experience God's love. He is a God of redemption, a God of deliverance. And when you are stuck between a rock and a hard place, like Israel was with Egypt's army chasing them down from behind, and the Red Sea in front of you with nowhere to go, no escape in mind, He will part the seas. He will make a way where there is no way. He will take you by the hand, like I take my boys and we walk through dangerous places like grocery store parking lots. It's no Red Sea, but you get the image, don't you? That God took Israel by the hand and led them in deliverance and in protection and in redemption. This is deliverance, deliverance language. And God delivers us. Why? Because He loves us deeply. God's love will always deliver you. Okay? Let's keep reading because we got to go. The God who marched His people through the desert, His love never quits. Smashed huge kingdoms, left and right. His love never quits. Struck down the famous kings. His love never quits. Struck Sihon, the Amorite king. His love never quits. Struck Og, the Bashanite king. His love never quits. Then distributed their land as booty. His love never quits. Handed the land over to Israel. His love never quits. Okay? If going through the Red Sea was God's deliverance in love, this imagery is leading God's people into the promised land, giving God's people victory over kings and kingdoms as they enter into the land that God had promised them. God's love delivers us. God's love also provides for us. This is what the psalmist is saying. His love never quits delivering you. His love will never quit providing for you. God's love delivers us, and God's love provides for us. So here's something to consider if you are struggling to know God's love, because right now, you might be sitting between a rock and a hard place. It might not be an Egyptian army and an open sea, but it's a rock and it's a hard place. This is what I want you to consider. God's love always leads you out of something that is holding you back and into something that is holding your future. Yeah. Think about that. God's love leads you out of something that is holding you back and into something that is holding your future. Deliverance and provision. Okay? The bottom line is that God's best is always still to come in your life. Maybe you're on the highest mountain you've ever been on, spiritually speaking, emotionally speaking, mentally speaking, in every way speaking. Life could not seemingly get better for you. It can. God's best is always still to come in your life. God's best is always ahead, never back. No matter how hard your situation may be or how tightly bound you might feel right now, God's love is moving you forward to deliverance. No matter how desperate your life may be, no matter how far the victory may seem, God's love is leading you forward towards His promise and His provision. God's love is leading you towards His best for you. You can be sure of that. The best is always yet to come. You know, I think this is exactly what John was so powerfully speaking about last week, when he was talking about Israel being in exile. And if you missed last week's message, make sure you go online and listen to it. Or if you just want to listen to it again. God can be trusted. God can be trusted with your life. As Jeremiah 29:11 says, and this is where John got to last week. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God's love in your life is always leading you towards a future and a hope. God's love is always leading you forward towards something greater, something better. You know, there was a time in my life where I actually never thought that I would be a father. It was about 12 years ago, in fact. And I remember sitting on the side of an empty street at 3 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. So I went for a walk, and I was wrestling with my life. I was wrestling with God. I was wrestling with my future like never before. And at 3 a.m., it's dark. But it was a very dark and hopeless place for me in my life. And to be honest, I didn't see a future. It was a very big rock. It was a very hard place. It wasn't easy to find a way forward, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God picked me up from that place and He delivered me from that place. But not only that, I believe that God led me forward and placed me into a land of promise, a land of hope, and a land of future where now I have three crazy, beautiful, amazing boys and a gorgeous, beautiful wife. And God's love delivered me and led me to a place a future where I had a hope. And you know what? He's still leading me forward towards a hope and a future. Now, I don't know your situation. I don't know what streets you've sat on at 3 a.m. in the morning or where you've wrestled in the darkness. And I don't even know how God's going to lead you forward. I can't answer that for you. For me, I needed to find and ask for help. I started meeting regularly with a professional Christian counselor, and I did some deep, deep digging into some dark places in my own heart that I wanted to keep hidden. It was hard work. It took me time. It cost me money. It cost me a lot of tears, but through it all, God's love never quit on me. Now, that's my story. As I said, I know in the depths of my heart that the truth behind all our stories is that God will never give up on you, no matter what story you're telling. Because the truth is this: God loves you, God is pursuing you, and God's love is relentless. It won't give up. It'll never quit. God's love longs to lead you out of something that is holding you back and equally longs to fill your life with future and a hope. And whatever path you need to travel on, maybe it's through a path of fear, maybe it's through a path of hurt or of pain or of insecurity or of doubt, I don't know what path you'll be asked to walk on. But no matter what, I know that God's love will be with you and it will never quit on you. So do what you can, do what you must to trust in God's love. You know, His love never quits, so neither should you. Okay? Keep on going, Keep on believing. Keep on trusting, no matter what. Okay, let's wrap up this psalm, okay? God remembered us when we were down. His love never quits. He rescued us from the trampling boot. His love never quits. He takes care of us in time of need. His love never quits. So thank God who did it all. His love never quits. This psalm comes to an end, and it circles back to where we started. Remember, it started with talking about who God is. God of all gods, King of all kings, worthy of our thanks. Then it went into what God does, the miracle-working God. He delivers us. He provides for us. He's the miracle-working God. He's powerful and amazing, leading us out of things holding us back and leading us forward into things filled with hope and a future. And then now in these verses, we come back around like another bookend to this psalm, and we once more hear about who God is, what God's heart is like. It's a heart that will remember us whenever we're down. At those dark streets at 3 a.m. in the morning, he's there, and he's not quitting on us. He'll rescue us from harm, from those trampling boots. You know the trampling boots of life, don't you? He's there. His love is there. He's there to take care of you in your time of need, when you're hurting, when you're in pain. He's there to comfort you. Isn't this a beautiful picture of who God is? He is a good, good father. A father who sees you, who cares for you, who believes in you, who heals you, rescues you, blesses you, provides for you, leads you, surrounds you, protects you, holds you, delivers you, will never fail you, will never give up on you, and above all else, loves you. God does it all. So give thanks to God who did it all. His love never quits. Here's one last thing I want us to consider this morning, okay? Who God is holds everything together. Not your sanity, because we lose that. What holds everything together? Who God is holds everything together. As I said, this psalm begins and ends with these bookends about who God is. And it's a good reminder to us, right? That it's who we are that really matters as well. Not always what we do or only what we do, but who we are. And who we are is children of God. A God who loves us with the type of love that will never, ever quit. Who we are in Christ holds our faith together. Who we are in Christ holds our families together. Who we are in Christ holds our church together. Who God is holds everything together. It's the same for us as individuals as it is for us collectively as a church. Christ holds everything together. His love is always with us, right? His love never quits. His love never quits. His love never quits. Can we say it all together? His love never quits. May you know that in the depths of your heart this day and every day. Okay? I want to have the worship team come back up. We're going to finish off with one more song about God's love that never fails. Okay? As the worship team comes up, I once again want to say Happy Father's Day. Okay? Dads, I hope you're maybe challenged like I am this morning. You know, we're not perfect. We mess up as dads, but we got to keep going. We have to have a love for our kids and our families that will never quit. That's the best thing you can do for your family. No matter how many times you fail, just don't quit on your kids or your family. Keep on loving. Okay? A reminder as well that if you need to reflect on God's love, if you want to pray about God's love, if you want to receive God's love like never before in your life, The prayer room is open after the service. Someone would love to pray with you or just give you the space to reflect and pray on your own. Take advantage of that, okay? Because I hope you don't leave here this morning without being fully settled in your heart, knowing that God loves you so deeply and so unconditionally, okay? And then lastly, remember, come back next week. We want to see you again, okay? And again and again and again, okay? We're starting a brand new sermon series about street talk, about sharing Jesus Christ with our world. And at the center of it is this message of God's love. So please come back next week. Let's close this morning in prayer. Our good, good Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for your love. Thank you for chasing us down. Thank you for wrapping us up in a great big hug of redemption. Thank you for never giving up on us. We live in a broken world. We all experience a broken reality, but even in the brokenness, we can still see beauty. We can see reflections of you and your love for each and every one of us in the world around us, and even in our own lives. I ask this morning that you would open up our eyes again to the reality of your unfailing, unending, unconditional, unrelenting, unimaginable love. And thank you most this morning that no matter how lost we may get, no matter how broken our lives may be, no matter how stuck we may feel in life, your love never quits. It never gives up, and it never runs out. It never leaves us, even when we make mistakes. And nothing can ever separate us from your love, because your love never fails. Amen.